life that many of us struggle in and talk about. What does the Scripture say about that? This morning, we want to start talking about what the Scripture would say about how do you overcome sinful anger. Now, I don't believe that we could do a series on handling life's problems without talking about anger and talking about how we overcome anger. Now, why would I say that? Several reasons. One, there's just a lot of confusion out there about anger, frankly. Someone even could be here this morning and would say, well, I know I got an anger problem, but you can't control that. You can't change that. That's in my genes. That's the way my daddy was and my granddaddy was. And you just got to accept me for who I am. I cannot change the fact that I handle my anger in a sinful way. And so if a person was here today who said, you just can't control it, you can't change it, that's confusion about the subject, and we're going to have to dispel that confusion biblically. Another way that confusion, I think, comes in on this topic is folks who believe that any expression of anger in any way is wrong. And so they have no place in their thinking, no place in their life for an individual to be angry, ever, in any way. And any time a person expresses anger in any way, they always view that as wrong. They always view that as intimidating. And again, that's confusion. That's not what the Scripture would say to us about that topic. And so, why do we need to study what the Scripture would say about overcoming sinful anger? One reason, because there's just so much confusion, even within the Church of Jesus Christ, about this important subject. Now, here's a second reason why we need to talk about this. Because many of us struggle right here, this thing of anger. In fact, if I just had you take out a half sheet of paper and make a list of the ways that you believe you're least like Jesus Christ, and that's a good exercise to go through from time to time, by the way, but if I had you do that and then turn them in without having your name at the top, my guess is, we're not going to do that, but I think if we did, my guess is that a number of folks would write down the way I handle my anger as pretty high on the list, and many of us would say, you know, we struggle with that one. We need to do better. Now, it's also possible, by the way, that you wouldn't have written that on your list today, but when we get done with this study, you may say, it belongs on there now, because it's possible that some of the ways that you've been handling your anger, when it's brought under biblical scrutiny, you will find out that that's a way that doesn't please God. And so I think when we're done with all of this, more of us than even would today will say, that's something that I've got to be working on, this matter of the way that I handle my anger. Now, a third reason why we need to talk about this is because failure in this area of life complicates other problems in other areas of life. Isn't that true? If you're not handling your anger right, it's amazing how many different areas of life that tends to affect. For example, we studied the last several weeks, and I'm not going to count how many there were, but the last several weeks, we talked about the matter of what? If you don't say friendships, we're going to go back. right, what the Scripture would say about friendships. Well, that was a threat, wasn't it? Or would you agree with this statement? Many people have friendship problems because they have anger problems, right? And you could pretty much fill in with a lot of these other areas of life that we're going to be studying in this series. If you're not handling your anger well, it's going to hinder your ability to overcome other problems in life. So we've got to talk about this matter of overcoming anger. Now, this statement will not surprise you, but I just want to tell you right up front so I've been honest, okay? We're not going to rush through this material, all right? And I kind of say that jokingly, but I am becoming more and more convinced all the time as a pastor that with topics like this, you ought not to rush them. And we ought to go through very slowly and systematically what the Scripture says about matters like this. Many of us, it takes us time to change. Right? And that's really the point. The issue isn't, did I master the material mentally? Did I master the material and that I could somehow regurgitate it on a quiz or a test? The issue in Sunday school, the issue in church, the issue in God's house is, did I master the material to the point that I've made the changes that God wants me to make? And since many of us change rather slowly, sure we do. We change rather slowly. And because of that, we're just going to kind of take our time as we work through this matter of anger. And I think some of you would say, please do. Please do. All right. Now, here's the goal this morning. We want to talk about one primary question, and the question is this. Is handling your anger biblically really that important? And I also mean, you could say in parentheses, to you. Is handling your anger biblically really that important to you? All right? And we're going to organize our time. We'll see how this goes, but we're going to organize our time like this. I want to talk to you about some evidences in our world, the world that we live in, that handling our anger biblically is not that important to many folks. That complicates matters. Then we're going to talk about some direct statements in the Word of God that say that even though the world might not consider this very important, the Scripture says exactly the opposite. The Scripture takes the opposite position and says this is very, very, very critical. Then, as time allows, we're going to talk about some examples in the Scripture where people handled their anger sinfully and it brought them or it brought others great harm. And there are a ton of them. We'll just sort of scratch around on that one. And then, again, as time allows, no promise here. Examples in the Scripture where people handled their anger properly and it brought them or others great blessing. And the Bible does have this from both perspectives. Those who handled it poorly and it brought them or others harm. Those who handled it well and it brought them or others blessing. Now, let's start with this one. What is our world's answer to this question? Is handling your anger biblically very important or really that important? Our world's answer to the question in many ways would be no. No, it's not something that we need to get concerned about. There are many evidences in our world that would indicate that overcoming sinful anger is not important at all. Now, I'd like to get some input from you on that. What evidences do you see in this world that would say that at least in the minds of some, handling your anger right is apparently not very important? What do you think, Susan? I hadn't even thought about that, but that's an interesting thought, isn't it? The difference our court system would make between something that was premeditated and something that was done out of anger. Very interesting. Good. Brad? Oh. Now, did I call you this week and ask you to say that, Brad? Have you been paid a certain amount to bring up that issue? No, you brought that up of your own free will, didn't you? Is Brad right about, behavior at ball games? Huh? Is that a sacred? We can't talk about that. That's sacred ground. No. We can't talk about that. And what about the way folks behave? And I'm not just talking about the coaches. I'm talking about the fans. Let's talk about us. The way some folks behave at ball games is absolutely unbelievable. When it comes to sinful, am I right? Sinful anger. I just say this. That's not a sin that's restricted to the boys. You ever notice that at the games? I'd never heard a lady talk like that before, you know? I didn't know they knew those words. And of course, we're not here to just talk about everybody that would go to Mackey Arena. We're talking about the believers in Jesus Christ that would go to Mackey Arena. And in specific, we're talking about the people from Faith Baptist Church that would go to Mackey Arena. And some folks would have the view that when you go over there, you just yell and scream and say whatever you want to say with a red face and all the rest because handling your anger right isn't that important. Right? What else would you say? Evidences. Star? Well, absolutely. That's what hockey's all about. The puck and the goals, that's sort of ancillary to the fights. You understand that, don't you? Did you know I used to play hockey, Brian? How'd you like a little hip check, huh? Right, that's just part of it. That's part of the sport. Yeah, probably a little sinful anger involved in that when you pull that guy's jersey over his head. You know that's how you do that, don't you? You pull his jersey over his head so he can't swing, and then you beat the tar out of him. All right, now, let's move on. That is sinful anger. Did you know that, Mike? Yeah, remember that. Pull his jersey over his head. That's the first thing you do then. Bam. All right. Matt, get me out of this.
It's healthy to get your frustration.
Yeah, it's going to make you feel better when you ventilate, so just ventilate. Say whatever you want to say. Say it as forceful as you want to say. Say it as often or whenever you want to say. But if it's going to help you feel better, just do it. Do it. Ventilation is always positive. Brian? Yeah. In some businesses, that's just the way people respond. And you get into these meetings and the threats that are made and the way things that are stated. And I've had some folks talk to me about business meetings that they have been in that are just absolutely vile.